VoiceTube Studio presents your favorite daily pronunciation challenge show. Join us now and improve your English listening and speaking skills. My name is Victoria, and you're listening to VoiceTube's Pronunciation Challenge. Summer. It's almost over, but that's fine. It's not like we can go anywhere with this COVID-19 still hanging around. Hey, what's up, COVID-19? But that doesn't mean we can't watch some videos on VoiceTube and imagine ourselves in those beautiful places. Now, if you're like me and enjoy beaches and space, wow, you're going to be amazed by today's video. Go ahead and check it out after our challenge. And at the end of the episode, I'll share my top 3 favorite beaches that I've been to. So stay tuned if you are a beach maniac like me. Now let's get to the sentence. The surreal scenes arises not from magic, but from plankton that have evolved to glow in order to startle or distract fish and other potential predators. Okay, let's read that one more time. The surreal scene arises not from magic, but from plankton that have evolved to glow in order to startle or distract fish and other potential predators. 好的，这一次的 sentence 比较长，而且没有很多断句，不知道在哪里断句。所以呢，这是我的suggestions that you could pause. The surreal scene arises, pause a little bit, not from magic, pause, but from plankton that have evolved to glow, pause just a tiny bit, in order to startle or to distract fish and other potential predators. Okay.这边就是 or 前面可以大概的再听一下，可以连连看咯。那这句话的中文意思大概就是说，这个梦幻的场景并非魔法，而是浮游生物的发光行为，这是为了让鱼类及其他潜在的掠食者受到惊吓或分散他们的注意力所演化而来的。Okay, so for some pronunciation focus here, surreal, 这边一定要让我听到你的 R, surreal, okay? And scene, 一定要拉长 I 的音哦。Startle or, 这边的 startle, 一定要舌头往上让我听到 L 的音哦。Startle or, 一定要分开来念会比较清楚一点。Startle or distract fish and other potential predators. Okay, now let's move on to our vocabulary section. There are 4 today, so without further ado, number 1 is surreal. Surreal is an adjective. It means strange, 就是离奇的、超现实的或者是梦幻般的 like a dream. So the synonym for surreal is dreamlike 是个有个 dash in between dream and like, so that's one word, dreamlike. The prefix sur, S-U-R, means over or above. So like this word, surpass, S-U-R-P-A-S-S. It means to do better or be better than something. This is my sentence. I walked through the forest and the scenery was so surreal that I pinched myself just to check if I was in a dream. 我走入森林的同时也被这景象给惊艳到了。我掐了掐自己来确认是否还在梦中。So pinch myself 就是捏一捏啦，掐一掐的意思。Okay. Next sentence. The street food in Thailand definitely surpassed my expectation. It was just as good as the food that I had in the restaurants.泰国街上的小吃完全超出我的预期，就像我在餐厅里吃到的一样好吃。Surpassed my expectation, 超出我的预期。And by the way, my favorite Thai food is pad Thai and tom yum soup. I know, so typical, but it's so good. Next word is plankton. Plankton is a noun. Very small plants in animals, okay, 就是浮游生物在海洋中的浮游生物 okay, that float on the surface of the sea. And this is my sentence. We all need to write a big fat thank you note to plankton. Did you know that the photosynthesis produced by plankton gives us more oxygen than from trees? In fact, they have been doing that for 3 billion years. 我们都需要写张大张的感谢卡给 plankton, 给浮游生物。你知道有光合作用的浮游生物能制造出比树还要多的氧气吗？而且他们在30亿年前就开始了。Hey, 我真的还不知道耶。Let's move on to our next word, startle, which is a verb. 使大吃一惊或者是受惊或吓一跳的意思 startle. So the synonym for startle is scare. And simply add D at the end of each word to change it into an adjective. Startled, I am startled. Scared, I am scared. Did I scare you? That's a verb, okay? So let me try to explain the difference between startle versus being scared. If you are startled, that means you have a jump scare. 就是你是有点吓一跳的意思啦。If you're scared, 就是你是害怕的意思。So these are my sentences.I was startled by the strike of lightning and a clap of thunder. So was my cat, because I could feel her claws on my lap. Ouch. 我被闪电还有雷声吓一跳。我的猫也是，因为我能感受到它的爪子。Ouch, 好痛。So this is my second sentence. In some movies, you can see a kid hide themselves under the blanket because they are scared of the dark. I don't get that logic sometimes. Wouldn't that be even darker? 在某些电影情节，有时候看到小女孩或者是一些小孩子看因为害怕黑嘛，所以躲在被窝里面。欸，我真的不太懂这个逻辑耶，这个不是会更黑吗？ If you have the same thought as I do, you probably have the potential to become, I don't know, a movie critic? Which leads us to our next word, potential. Potential is an adjective, 潜在的或可能的。And today's sentence, potential, is used as an adjective.For example, I think Andrew Yang can be a potential president of the United States in the future. 这个就是adjective 的意思。Or you can use it like this. Andrew Yang has the potential in becoming the president of the United States in the future. 那这边就是用成名词了。Okay, and that's all for today, folks. Here are my top 3 beaches that I've been to. Number 1 是 one of the...beaches in Phuket, Thailand. Honestly, I forgot the name, but it's very beautiful. Number 2, 大湾海边在南台湾超美的。还有3就是 San Diego 的 Coronado Beach 了，真的很漂亮。So I hope these beaches that I mentioned today will potentially become your next travel destinations. I'll see you guys next week. Bye-bye.